This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. State Senator Linda Dorsina Forey's career on Beacon Hill comes to an end tonight. She's resigning to take a position with Suffolk Construction. Dorsina Forey is the first Haitian-American state senator in Massachusetts. She's also the first woman of color to represent the district that includes South Boston, Mattapan, and Dorchester. She was considered recently a contender for Senate president. The announcement of her departure came just last night, and it leaves many in the Haitian and Haitian-American community in Boston dismayed. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Dozens of people gathered for a rally on City Hall Plaza this afternoon to protest the Trump administration's decision to end temporary protected status for Haitians, including 1,600 Haitians in Boston. The protesters were also registering their opposition to President Trump's use of vulgar language to describe Haitians and his comments that the United States already has too many Haitian immigrants. Among those at the rally was Reverend Ino Mondesir, who says it's important for Haitian Americans to have one of their own in the statehouse.
When someone is from your community or your ethnic background, he or she knows the issues. Because generally, when ethnic is not represented around the table in a discussion, you're not there. You're invisible. So that's how much it means to us.
One of the organizers of the rally, Charlot Lucien, will miss Dorsina Forey's advocacy for people here on TPS, for students in the U.S. on DACA, that's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, who were brought here as children but never gained legal status, for family reunification, or what Trump and his supporters call chain migration, and for refugees and immigrants in general.
So I, of course, would say that the timing wasn't ideal, given some of the issues we are going through now, but definitely as a human being, that's her total right to make any move that she sees fits either for her family or for herself. But what I want to emphasize again, we have to be grateful for the dedication that she's shown defending causes that are dear to the Haitian communities and to other disfranchised groups.
Dorsina Forey's departure could not have come at a worse time for Reverend Mirlande Desrosiers of the Everett Haitian Community Center.
This is not the time the community is in shock, because our position is that we need more, not less. And because of the conjuncture of where we are now, what's happening to immigrants and especially Haitians in the U.S., this is a blow. This is a blow.
Dorsina Forey says although she's resigning today, her office will remain staffed and open to help constituents until a successor has been elected and taken office. She says people from all over Massachusetts who speak Haitian Creole call her office. Speaking from a plane at Logan Airport, heading for a conference of Haitian American leaders, as the crew was making announcements over the PA system, Dorsina Forey says in the private sector, she'll continue to advocate for immigrants.
I don't necessarily have to be elected to continue to be a person who's at the forefront of issues that impact the Haitian community and immigrant communities, you know, because I will speak up because I've always done that. And so, you know, I still have my relationships with our congressional delegation, with Senator Warren and Senator Markey, who's been a leader on TPS.
Dorsina Forey would not discuss why she's leaving, but she's been quoted as saying she wants to put her family first. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.